Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
We're going to begin tonight with a song.
It's a little bit more of a chant, so I'll sing it for you, and then if we'll sing it together, and we'll just get a feel for the energy in the room, and I'll kind of bring you down, and we'll fade out. So the words are Om Shanti. So Om Shanti, Shanti, Om Shanti, Shanti, Om Shanti, Shanti, Om Shanti, Shanti, Om Shanti.
All right, so now we're going to do a little jam with some percussion from all of you. A little clapping, a little snapping. So we're going to split into three parts. Chelsea will be leading those of you on the left part of the floor. Alex will be leading those of you on the right part of the floor. And I will be leading all you lovely people up in the balcony. So,
we're going to start off my side. We're going to start with snaps. It's going to be. That's all you got to do.
My side.
Don't rush the pace.
You're rising up like the phoenix from the fire. So brothers and sisters, spread your wings and fly higher. We are rising up like a phoenix from the fire. So brothers and sisters, spread your wings and fly higher. Like a phoenix from the fire, so brothers and sisters, spread your wings and fly higher. We are rising like a phoenix from the fire, so brothers and sisters, spread your wings and fly higher.
Good evening again, everyone. Firstly, I wanted to thank Michelle Buhite over here for helping us plan some wonderful Vespers this whole week for the young adults. And I've also had the pleasure of helping to plan with some of these lovely folks behind me Vespers and worship for us each night, which has been a real pleasure. So, I hear y'all have been talking about us millennials this week. And I say that I hear you've been talking about us because I think not quite all of us have been able to make it to the morning theme talk, which is pretty ironic. I'm really going to try to come tomorrow. I came on Monday. So, interestingly enough, we're talking about... We've all been talking about, you know, whether it's been here at SI or out in our communities or every Sunday at church, what our involvement is as the millennial kind of culture. And so we thought that we're assuming that you might like to hear some of our stories about how we feel about being UU in this day and age, or connecting with UUism and maybe something else, or maybe just having SI each year as our connection and return to UUism, or spirituality, or religion, or none. And so we thought we'd bring together some of our stories and connect us through this web of existence of which we are all a part. And so I'm going to welcome up some of our young adult members to give you a little glimpse and hopefully erase some of that mystery about us millennials and how we live our lives right now and how we tie it to UUism. So without further ado.
Got a few notes here. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Alex. I've been UU my whole life. Can everyone hear me? Okay, cool. So I guess what we're talking about here is I'm going to talk a little bit about my relationship with the church. And I started out going to RE as a really young kid. And I'll say right now that I feel like that's one of the best indicators for what's going to make you come back to the church later on. Maybe you're not going to be there as a youth. Maybe you're not going to be there as a young adult. But I think you're going to show up later on if, you know, you have a strong beginning. And I definitely had that. And in fact, I come to SI every year. I love it here. This is one of my favorite things. But I didn't necessarily go to church every week until a year ago. So I moved to Philadelphia for dental school. I found this wonderful church there, Unitarian Society of Germantown. And I just wanted to share some of the things that made me really start going to church all of a sudden at the age of 24. So the first thing that really caught me was the story for all ages. I'm pretty sure that's kind of a universal thing at Unitarian churches. And if it's not, I think it should be, and something that is not only really pertinent for the children, but I think for some of us adults, that can be really powerful. The message is amazing. And I found that at the church, I felt like they were like hiring these people, bring them in from across the country, because they were just such wonderful stories. another thing that I think is the music. The music is some of the older tunes that I learned growing up, but also some contemporary pieces. And they, for example, for Cinco de Mayo, they bring in like a mariachi band, and you know they just keep bringing in something fresh and new, and that really engages me. And I guess that brings me to the last thing that's not quite as tangible, which is, I think that every church has a great amount of passion, but it's whether or not we convert that passion to an energy that gets people coming out every week. So, and at the church I go to, I really think that that's what they've done, whether it be with the story for all ages, the music, whenever I'm getting greeted, you know, at the door. They're so energetic, so entertaining. I love it, and I'm going to keep going back, even though this is really the busiest time of my life. So with that being said, that's my experience, and take from it what you will.
Hello, I'm Becky, and that was my brother, so yeah, gotta upstage him. So we'll start from the beginning. I've been coming to SI since 1998, did all the RE things that my brother talked about, did the whole coming of age thing and the OWL stuff, didn't really love those. But I've always loved SI and just like having some really solid people in my life. As Scott would say, I did a thing recently. I graduated college, so that was pretty tight. Oh, thank you. So I think one of the biggest misconceptions about college is that the academics is the hard part. I mean, it is hard, but it's like I felt that the emotional things that you go through were way harder than the classes. And I think part of the reason is like relationships in college seem to be like super accelerated. You're with these people all the time. You're in this bubble. And this was the first time in my life where I had seen friendships kind of run their course, and that's not something I'm used to. Like, I've had the same friends forever. So it was really hard having that happen in my life. And about a year ago, I found that for two of my friendships, ran their course, came to the end at the exact same time, which was really, really hard. And especially because I was moving in with these people like 2 days after the friendship ended, and we had a year lease. And yeah, tough. And so June 1st, the day we were moving in, happened to be a Sunday. And after 3 years of college and not going to church, I was like, I need to go to church today. I need it. And so I went, expecting, you know, to sit alone and not know anyone there. And that's one of the main reasons I hadn't been going. I thought I didn't know anyone there. And it was, I saw several faces from SI, which was really nice, and just being, like, greeted at the door was amazing. And the interim minister at the time, I don't remember much of the first service, but he said something along the lines of, breathe in peace, breathe out love. And so that meant a lot to me. And that kind of was like the first step in forgiveness for me. And so, I don't know, I don't really consider myself to be super religious or spiritual. But I just think it's really nice to sit in a place with people that have similar values to you. Like, it was just so nice sitting in a room where I knew everyone cared about how I was doing. And I actually just joined the church like a couple of weeks ago, and I don't have the best attendance record. But I'm trying, so I don't know. Sometimes something just needs to happen where you realize that you need to go to church. So that was my experience. Each of us brings a separate truth here.
We bring the truth of our own life, our own story.
We don't come as empty vessels, but as full people, each with our own story and our own truth.
We seek to add to our truths and add to our stories. The room is rich with truth, rich with experience.
All manner of people are here. Needy, joyful, frightened, anxious, bored.
We all bring our truth with us.
May we all recognize the truth and the story in other lives than our own. May we hear and honor the truths that we all bring as we gather together.
Together, we have truths.
Together, we have a story.
Together, we are a community.
Hi, everyone. For those that don't know me, I'm Maggie. I am from the Unitarian Congregation of Erie. It's great to be here. My journey started about 28 years ago. I've been born and raised UU and been coming here my whole life, and it's been pretty awesome. I've always been very aware of what I believed in and what my spiritual side was, and it was always really great. And not only did I always have a choice about Unitarianism and being able to be that, I had Pat Lorai, for those of you that don't know him, he's awesome. I don't know where he's at, somewhere. And we were able to have the experience of going to a lot of different churches. So I had the choice of kind of experiencing all of the different religions out there and still being aware of the Unitarian aspect as well, which was awesome as well. And for me, it was just really great to be able to be free and to be open. And my struggle was trying to find that magical SI happy feeling that we all get and try to have that all year. And I would try to think of maybe, how do I get 500 hugs a day? Or finding the upside down tree. It does not exist in Erie. I could not find one. But over the past few years, I've noticed that it really starts from within. And if you have that peaceful, shining light inside of you and you just share that with everyone, it centers you and it calms you and you get that from kind of everyone. So I was just blessed to have the Unitarian aspect in that religion and now more in my spiritual side. And it's both kind of blending together into this very oneness for me here. So for me, I used to call this my church camp. And people would be like, what? You know, after I would tell them some things. But we were talking a couple days ago over the week about how this is more of a spiritual retreat. I feel like that's how I'm going to call it from now on. But I would just like to say thanks for everyone that's come with my journey.
Hi, my name is Shane Rusey. I'm from the First Church of Columbus. Through my journey, it's been, you know, very rough. Being a child with a developmental disability, you know, coming in, right now, we don't really have a minister right now because our minister retired, when she left, this, you know, sent a message to me and to everyone at my church that, you know, it is really hard to leave someone that you love so deeply. And for me, spirituality sends me into a meditation, and that leads to, school, church, family, and community, and I'm a strong UU. I've been coming to the First Unitarian Church of Columbus for, you know, 20 years, actually. So, I've been a leader at the church for so long, and I think that grows within myself and within, you know, everyone here. And through my journey, it's becoming more real right now because I'm entering my sophomore year of college and at OSU, and it's real because this August I'm moving out. And into the real world, and so I want you guys to follow my journey through all the sports I've worked, and help me develop who I am, and I want you guys to follow my journey. Thank you.
So my journey begins a long time ago. When I was a wee lass, my parents brought me to our UU church just for a few years. And then my mother started going back to the church that she was from her own childhood. And I never really fit back into that church, the one that she started going to. And I always had these memories of this beautiful brickwork in our church of Athens, Ohio, and the stained glass and the way that the building made me feel safe as a child. And so years and years later, when I was in high school, I started going back to church again, not with my parents, just alone, because I had some sort of yearning in me, I suppose, to get back to that safe, happy, special place that I remembered. And I was hooked again, started bringing my younger brother, Torin, with me, And we helped rekindle the youth group there with Fred and David Young, the sons of Evan Young and Susan Young. And so we got this youth group started, and we really all became passionate, and I became passionate about being UU again, about the social justice, about the interfaith. And so through this time being there in the youth group, it was a really formative period for me, and it inspired me to study religion in college. So coincidentally, as soon as I got to college, I stopped going to church on Sunday mornings. So here I was for years studying religion every day in class. Well, the days that I went to class, I was studying religion and not going to church. Fancy that. What was I doing? I don't know. And then after all these years, you know, I was still going to SI, and after a few years of not going to church every week, I began to feel that yearning again, that I needed my community back in my life again, that I needed another piece to help complete me. And so my senior year, I got an internship at the Interfaith Social Justice Center on campus with Reverend Evan Young as my mentor. And so I reconnected again, and that was great, and it really was fulfilling to me. And then I left, and I moved to Maine, and I stopped going to church again for a while, even though I can see the church out of my apartment window. What am I doing every Sunday? I don't know. And I realized, especially this year, and especially preparing for the service about telling my story, that maybe my passion isn't necessarily going to church, but helping plan church, almost. And I just got super excited coming to SI and knowing that I'm going to be coordinating worships. And that's really what gets me pumped. And that's when I do things. And so I think that maybe my connection to my spirituality and my religion is in finding the hymns, finding the readings, finding the themes, and all the little pieces of the web to put together to make us feel the things that we feel every Sunday or every evening here at SI or every morning. And maybe that's my calling to my spirituality, and that's what fuels me, even if it's once a year, even if it's a few times a year or what have it be. Maybe that's it. So still figuring it out, as we all are, right? We're all still trying to figure life out. But it's been a really great journey so far. And I really encourage you all to step into this position of telling your story, because we all know that we all have a story. Every one of us has a story, even if you don't know it yet. And maybe all it takes is trying to sit in front of someone and tell them your story of reconnecting with your spirituality, or your religion, or your nothing, your nun, if you're a nun, what that might look like too, because it's part of your story. So this has been a really great experience telling you all about my story, and so I hope that we can be sharing our stories the rest of the week. And that's enough about stories for now. And I would like to invite Chelsea to come up and give a reading to us.
What do I want? And if I want it, do I need it? And if I need it, will I get it? And if I get it, can I keep it? Do the answers depend on who I am? Help me to be what I am becoming. Is it becoming more than I am right now? Help me to trust the dawning hour. Help me to know myself better. Help me to become myself.
So I'm Michelle Buhite, and it has been my privilege to be working with these young people this week and throughout the rest of the week as they plan meaningful worship, relevant worship for their experiences, and to have opportunities to discover and share their stories. You can imagine my big joy when I walked into our first session and saw that they had the hot off the press new book of readings. Woo! So you want to get yours because you've heard some of them here and they're pretty wonderful. So in addition to having an opportunity to not only sort of philosophically think about the millennials with the theme of the week and with later in the afternoon the conversations with Reverend Joan, now you've had an opportunity to hear from some real live millennials about their experience. And although our paths may not cross a lot of time during SI, this community is deeply rooted in and connected to the larger community. And in recognition of that, we'd like to sing as our final song this evening, the chant that you've been singing every night at Vespers, "The Earth, the Water, and the Rest of It." You know, I can only maintain dignity for so long. So we're going to be wild and crazy and do this in three parts. So I need my three people who can fling. Yes, you just have to, like, point when it's time. If you led part of the other three-part thing, then yes, you're the part of this thing. So this is part one, part two, part three. To make it extremely confusing, we're going to sing it all together twice. And then... it was one, two, three, right? And then I'll get you moving, and you just, if someone points at you, so what group are you with, Chelsea?
I'm number one.
Okay.
We are number one.
We are number one. Isn't that great? So, Colin, does that make you...
No, Alex is number two.
Alex is number two. I think it would be too difficult for the number two people over here to see you way over there. It would be hard for me, so...
We're trying.
You're going to fire me.
We're going to dock your pay. Let's see. The earth, the water, the fire, the air. Okay, those will be our notes. Here we go, twice together. The earth, the water, the fire, the air. Return, 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 return. The earth, the water, the fire, the air. Return, 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 return. The earth, the water, the fire, the air. The earth, the water, the fire, the air. Return, 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 the air. The earth, the water, the fire, the air. The earth, the water, the fire, the air. The earth, the water, the fire, the air. Return, 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 the air.
The earth, the water, the fire, the air. Return, 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 return.
Go in peace.
The pressure is getting to me. Like, I'm looking at this and it's just like, I got nothing. Like, I don't know that I got any laughs in these announcements. This is midweek announcements. It's just like there's a meeting and then there's another meeting. And then over there, there's a meeting. So just be warned. There are a number of congregations with RE positions, RE coordinator positions open. This is apparently a thing that it's hard to find RE coordinators. And so in the north lunchroom upper level tomorrow at lunch, there will be a recruitment table. I know that the congregations looking for RE directors include the Cleveland Society, Southwest UU, Kent UU, and Oberlin UU. Obviously, we have representatives of all of those here, and some or all will be represented at this table. So if you're potentially interested, I know some people that like were just like, oh, I'll try it, and like that's what they do now, and it's a pretty cool job if you, you know, if that will work for you, or if you're a young adult kind of looking for a direction in life, just hypothetically, if that applies to you. So north lunchroom, upper level, there will be a table there. I do not have detailed details yet, but everybody is, again, invited to the Oberlin UU Church Saturday on your way out of town. They're going to do a banquet spread, and there is details coming as to exactly when it starts and that sort of thing. It's a really nice time. It's, if you haven't been, one of the things I love about our faith is how many of our churches are converted something else's. Like the North Hill Pittsburgh congregation is a converted barn, including the silos. There's a church in suburban Pittsburgh that is a converted Christian church, and you, I just kind of like walk through there thinking, oh, you people, you don't know what we did with the place. And the Oberlin Church, I think, was a dairy or something like that, but it's basically a small industrial building. It's just, I love that. It's just so cool, and it's nice people. And one of the many gifts of having moved up to Oberlin is we've come to a place where there is a church, where there is an our church. So take advantage of that. Come see what they've done with the place and enjoy the hospitality. The Adult Coming of Age Seminar, one of the morning seminars, is doing the what coming of age does, which is the end of celebration, and they are inviting the community. That will be 3 p.m. in the fellowship hall on Friday. Sorry, yeah, just sometime. Just come 3 p.m. like the rest of the week, and eventually it'll be there. There's a midweek wall, folks. I've hit it. I kind of felt, even at breakfast, that like there's not enough caffeine in all Brazil to wake me up, and it hasn't gotten any better. So I have a nap scheduled for tomorrow afternoon. Try not to have any problems at that time. There are folks that will have a discussion about how white UU allies can work for racial equity and justice Thursday at 3:15. I believe it is now going to be in the Barnard Lounge. Is Reverend Buchanan here? Do you know? Barnard Lounge. So Barnard is the small dorm directly across from Stevenson. And the lounge is like behind a door. It's not like you walk in. If you walk in, there's a lobby. It's off to the left. If you walk in, like the body art side. The bookstore would like you to remind you they are open during lunch and dinner. All profits go to the scholarship fund. Thursday at lunch is your last chance to purchase raffle tickets. And if you have items on hold, please pick them up by Thursday at lunch. I mentioned this last night. If you left tie-dye behind last year, I rescued it last year, and it is at the tie-dye station now. They have it laid out. Check if you need to get in touch with me for announcements, and some people have, and that's part of why, you know, I guess texting announcements is boring. I don't know. But the cell number is on the mobile site. I mentioned before the raffle for the Peskin Fund, the Peskin Scholarship Fund. That is how we get people here who have financial need and how we introduce people to the magic of SI by prioritizing first-timers. There are a number of ways you can support it. You can buy a raffle ticket through tomorrow for either Melanie Peskin's drum or a number of other objects. You can shop at the bookstore. You can make donations at the bookstore. The bookstore will accept donations. You can make donations via the mobile site. There is a click-through on the mobile site to make donations. So, you know, those few of you who are willing to use the mobile site, rock on, make a donation. And finally, There is the PYA, a young adult or celebrity.
Alan Halperin.
Yeah, Alan Halperin, and it's...
Alan Halperin.
You want to come up and give the list?
We have a very special list of SI celebrities who will be auctioned off. The young adults will be a flat rate fee just to hit us in the face with a pie. But special celebrities have agreed to be auctioned off. Those celebrities include, I'm doing this from memory, so somebody correct me, Nathan Staples, Alan Halperin, the SI Fairy. Joan Van Beesler. I needed help with pronouncing your last name. I'm sorry. Yes, Alan? There's only one flavor of pie, and that is awesome pie. lastly,
Amy.
We have a recent volunteer in Amy Kent. Have you officially agreed? And last but not least, this year's chair, Scott Pifone.
I also, as long as I got the young adults up here, want to give a shout out there. Monte Carlo night last night when I got the first totals, and I know that this is in flux, $354 raised for the scholarship fund, and I believe that has gone up from auctioning off Joe Maroney's haircut.
Joe Maroney's haircut is a big chunk of that.
Okay. So... my man is sacrificing that for the Peskin Fund. Like. And finally, Reverend Lynn Kerr is inviting you to donate in order to name the chicken. So... $1 per submission. It's all up there. $1 per submission. Is it going to be a drawing, or are you going to pick from among the submissions? Okay, but if you can a dollar per name submission, and you know, naming a rubber chicken is a way to love something that is otherwise unlovable. So you know, kind of picks up with. What we were talking about today. So all sorts of ways to raise money for the scholarship fund. There are folks here that would not be here because of the scholarship fund, and there are folks here having come 5, 10, 12, 15 years that would not have come the first time were it not for scholarship. So it's a very worthy cause for whatever you can give. Small Ensembles 2, that is the Friday night Small Ensembles, is going to be moved back to 9:45. It's in here in order for people who are interested in Small Ensembles to also be able to either participate or watch high school to young adult bridging. I am going to take a day off of donations, a day off of announcements, people. I just want to warn you. I got that. That I get applause for. That one I understand. other members of my committee eventually are going to have to do this, and I want to give them a chance. And I do want to give you all a chance to hear some other voices. So I'm going to have other people doing announcements today and tomorrow. But you know. I'll be back to close out big on Friday. I'll see you all and invite everybody to stay for our celebration of marriage equality.